Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey, Yosi ben Yochanan ish Yerushalayim, Omer, Yehei Beischa Pesuach L'Ravacha. Your home should be opened in a generous way. V'yinei Aniyim b'nei Beischa, and poor people should be the people of your home. V'atar b'sichem isha, don't speak much with your wife. B'ishto Amru, if that's with your own wife, kal v'chomim b'eishas chaver, certainly with someone else's wife. B'kan Amru chachomim, kol zman sh'adam ma'a b'sichem isha, goyim ro la'atzmai, u'boitel m'divrei Torah v'soifi yorosh gehen. So I saw that the Sefer Nachos Avram teaches us that in our Mishnah we have Yosi ben Yochanan ish Yerushalayim. In the previous Mishnah we have Yosi ben Yeze is Tzreida, telling us Yei Beischa Beis Fad L'Chachamim. See, he makes an interesting point. Yosi ben Yeze and Yosi ben Yochanan lived at the same time. Yosi ben Yeze was the Nasi, and Yosi ben Yochanan was the Av Bezdin. And because they were, so to speak, partners in their positions, they spoke at the same time. And Yosi ben Yeze says in the previous Mishnah, Yei Beischa Pesuach L'Chachamim. Comes Yosi ben Yochanan in our Mishnah, and he takes it a step further. And he says, not only should your home be open l'chachamim, but it should be even more so. Ye beischa pesuach l'rvacha v'yaniyim b'nei beischa. Because there are people who have, Baruch Hashem, beautiful homes with many rooms, but they don't open up their home to bring in guests, particularly people who need place where to stay. So those people, says the Nachas Avram, are making a mistake. Their home is not their home, because they will leave the world eventually and be left, and the home will be left to others. Yei Beischa, you know when the home is considered your home? When your home is Beis Fad L'Chachamim, when your home is B'nai Aniyim B'nai Beischa, then it's your home. And particularly because Yosi ben Yochanan lived in Yerushalayim, where there were many guests constantly coming to Yerushalayim to be Oil Regal, and the Gemara in Masechta Megillah, Daf Chavav Amud Aleph, teaches us that they would not charge people who would stay in people's homes in Yerushalayim. That's why Yosi ben Yochanan di Yerushalayim particularly pointed out that in Yerushalayim, where there's so many guests, we should make room for all of these guests. Another pshat that I saw is because Yerushalayim, somebody who's in Yerushalayim wants to be close to the Shekhinah. He wants to be close to the Yirah Shemayim. The way one can become close to Yirah Shemayim is through the mitzvah of Gemilas Chasodim. The Pasuk in Mishlei says, V'oyavei Osher Rabim. Everybody is a friend of a wealthy person. Everybody is the relative of the wealthy person. And therefore, everybody has room in their home for the wealthy person. Tells us the Tana, Yei Beischa Pesuach L'Ravacha. Not only am I telling you, says the Tana, that you should make your home open and available, but who am I particularly urging you to open your home for? I'm telling you to open your home to a poor person. But I did see a different pshat. You know, on poor people, people have rachmanis. But if somebody is wealthy, they say, why should I invite him into my home? Let him go to a hotel. But we really don't know what is going on in the situation with anybody. And maybe the person isn't as wealthy as we think he is. So therefore tells us the Tana, make your home open for everybody, because you don't know who really needs a place to stay. So in other words, we're saying, open your home for everybody. But sometimes, even if you're opening up your home to many guests, it's not you yourself that take care of the guest. And you know, if it's not the person himself who's caring for the guest, it's not the same. So therefore, tells us the Tana, V'yayniyim b'nei beischa. It should be your home. You should take responsibility for the aniyim. And many mefarshim, of course, try to understand the connection in this Mishnah between the first part of Yei Beischa Pesuch L'Ravacha, V'yayniyim b'nei beischa, and the second part of V'altar b'sicha Imeisha. What is the connection? Because sometimes a person who opens up his home to many people, so his wife starts telling him, well, we're going to have so many guests. Maybe we have to have nicer furniture. Maybe we have to have more amenities in our home because we're having so many guests come here. Says the Tana, as much as I'm telling you that you should think about having guests at home, don't live the type of lifestyle which is not appropriate to the Derech HaTorah. Another pshat that I saw from the Sefer Imre Yaakov, connecting the first pshat with the second pshat, is because the Tana is talking to the guest. And the Tana is talking to the guest and telling the guest, as much as you should appreciate that you should, that you're being invited to people's houses, it's appropriate to be a good guest. And the definition of a good guest is a guest that's satisfied with whatever he's offered. Altar b'sicha me'isha. Don't start asking the woman of the home who's in charge of the food that's served, in charge of everything in the house, that I need this and I need that. Be satisfied with whatever your host offers you. But then I saw he quotes a very interesting story, the Sefer Imre Yaakov, that happened to him. He says that when he got married, the meaning was that those who continued learning after they were married would live near where their in-laws lived and would eat very often in their in-laws' homes. That was the minute. He says when he got married, he doesn't even identify where he got married or who his father-in-law was, but he says when he got married, the wedding was where his wife was from, and after the wedding and the Sheva Brachos, and his family, his father was about to leave to go back to wherever they came from, his father said, I want to ask you a special favor. What I want to ask you is that even though the minig is that people eat in their in-laws' home after they get married, that was the minig, I want you to eat at home. And not only did he make that request of him, of his son, he even made that request of his daughter-in-law. I know the minute is that you eat, after you first get married, eat very commonly in your parents' home. I'm asking you to eat at home. And he explains, and his wife, the new daughter-in-law, agreed to her father-in-law's request. And he explains that he believed that his father's reason for that was because of this Mishnah. He says, a person always should be able to have guests come to his home. But if you're never eating at home yourself, and your wife is never preparing meals herself because you're always eating in your in-law's home, then you won't be able to have guests. And the way a Jewish home looks is that it's a home where there's always room and time and place for guests. So establish immediately that there's food in your house that you can always welcome guests. But then he also goes into a very important point. He says, if that's the kind of life you're living, which he's very much encouraging, he says you have to know that that even if your in-laws are sending you food, because that's what they were going to do, you could use your in-laws' food for yourself. You can't do mitzvahs with somebody else's money. And therefore, if you're going to have guests come to your home, you have no right to ask your in-laws that you need more food, because you need to have food for all your guests. They're not their guests, they're your guests. He actually says, when his father-in-law became aware of that, his father-in-law said, I do want to give you food that you should have for your guests, but it only if it was done willingly. The Doig of Yehuda, in explaining what the Mishnah says, is that the Tana is teaching us a very important lesson. The Tana is teaching us the way the Yetzer Hara works. And the way the Yetzer Hara works, explains the Noida Behuda, is that he starts with something which is not a Neveira, and that's the way he can get the person entrapped into doing a Neveira. So what the Yetzer Hara says is, of course one is allowed to speak to his wife, but one has to not get accustomed not to speak when he doesn't have to speak, or what he's not supposed to speak, because that could lead to something that is inappropriate. And Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky says that that's really the connection that we mentioned a number of times in the shiur between the first part of the Mishnah and the second part of the Mishnah. He says, when the Tanna says, Yehi Beischa Besuch Lervacha, he says, the guest hasn't yet come, but you're opening up the house for the guest. That's by a mitzvah. So not only are we obligated to do a mitzvah, but we're also obligated to prepare ourselves for a mitzvah. Yehi Beischa Pesuach Lervacha. Open up the doors of your home even before the guests come, that they should have a place to come when they need where to go. And the same thing in the second part of the Mishnah. There's nothing wrong with speaking to one's wife. There isn't necessarily something wrong with speaking to another person. But if a person grows accustomed to doing something, even though what he's doing currently is permitted, it could have detrimental side effects. And our obligation, both by Dvar Mitzvah and by Dvar Aveira, is to prepare ourselves to avoid ourselves from doing Aveiras, and prepare ourselves to be prepared always to do the Dvar Mitzvah.